We've heard shocking new details today about the lawyer whose work as an informant for Victoria Police led to a royal commission. Late last year, it was revealed that a barrister known as Lawyer X represented gangland figures, including Tony Mockbell, but also gave information to police about them. Now, it turns out she was registered as an informant 10 years earlier than previously thought, in 1995. To add to this, the state government also says there are further informants who held obligations of confidentiality, including other lawyers. That's right. There were other lawyers providing information. It's just such an incredible story. Victorian Attorney General Jill Hennessy has announced the Royal Commission's terms of reference will now be broadened to deal with these new revelations. Jeremy Gans is the Melbourne Law School professor and an expert in the criminal justice system. Welcome.
Good evening.
This is explosive stuff. What does today's news exactly mean for the Royal Commission? I mean, how does it change this story?
Well, the Commission's work has gotten bigger and more fraught. They've got now a larger time span to cover because it now extends a decade earlier. That means potentially a lot more cases that Lawyer X might have been involved in, though at this stage we don't know what the circumstances of her earlier informant relationship was. We don't even know if she was a lawyer back in 1995.
How is it so that we didn't know until now that this was going on for 10 more years? How is that even possible?
Well, the police presumably knew, although maybe not all of them knew, but they weren't revealing it. They've spent the last few years trying to stop this information getting out, not, they insist, because they're trying to protect themselves, but because they want to protect Lawyer X. And it's possible that they didn't want this extra information to come out because that's now a group of extra people who might have a grudge against her and might threaten the safety of her or her children.
And the Victorian Police have blamed incorrect information coming from shortcomings, right, on their record keeping.
Yes. Well, that's the other thing is this, you know, these are big bureaucracies and they don't necessarily keep track of what's going on. Records can be lost. One person might lose track of what's going on.
So how about this other revelation, which I find, I've got to say, even more astonishing, that there are other lawyers, further informants, who held obligations of confidentiality. Do they only mean lawyers?
Well, the terms of reference of the inquiry are for any informant who owes a duty of confidence to someone else. So that includes lawyers, but it's not just limited to them. It could be doctors or psychiatrists or accountants or priests. And the press release from the Royal Commission didn't specify who these other people were. I think a lot of people have assumed and might have heard that some of them are lawyers, but we don't know the details of them or what their relationship was or who they were informing on.
If it turns out that there are many more lawyers who were informing on their clients, what does that mean for the legal profession or for just the fundamental right to be represented?
You know, the legal profession has been pretty shaken just hearing about Lawyer X, but the one saving grace they had for now was maybe it's just her. If that isn't the case, if we have several people, who knows how many involved, then the legal profession have to start thinking about how could this happen? How could the people who they train act in this way? And so the scandal goes beyond where it currently is, which is about the police and the justice system, to the profession.
And of course, it has so many implications and consequences. How many criminal retrials could we see as a result of this news?
Well, there'll certainly be some criminal convictions that have to be reviewed. The High Court pretty much made it clear that they thought the justice system had been perverted in some of these cases. But the big question is, we don't know how many, and it all depends on the details. What was informed on, what information was given, what was the lawyer's role in any of these cases? And until we know those details, we won't know whether ultimately they're going to get a retrial or it's actually more likely they will just get freed because at this point a retrial is too late in the process. It's hard to separate out the problems earlier on and too much time has passed.
What are the possible consequences of the state and the judicial system? What could it mean? I mean, well, you're watching this as obviously a legal professor.
Some uncomfortable decisions have to be made. The obvious one is that people who have been found to be criminals and are widely believed to be criminals might have to be let go. Worse still, they might have to be compensated for spending time in prison wrongfully. And that's going to be very uncomfortable for the political system, given the widespread belief that many of these people were rightly convicted. Of course, some of them might not have been rightly convicted. The scandal might be such that some people who shouldn't have been convicted ended up in prison.
Putting this into perspective, is this just about the gangland wars, so-called underbelly? I mean, you know, there's been enough shows about it. People know what I'm talking about. Or are we talking about beyond that?
Well, Graham Ashton said, you've got to remember the context back in 2005 when Lawyer X, we thought, first signed on as the informant. People were getting killed at footy matches and the like in front of their kids. And so he said, you've got to understand that. We were in a bind. But this new information changes that a bit. For example, if she was involved in 1995, that may have nothing to do with the gangland war. It was the early years of that phase. And these extra informants might have no connection. So the police's defence, we were in an emergency, gets a lot weaker the more people are involved.
Jeremy, you've been great. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks.
Criminal law expert Jeremy Gans is a professor at the Melbourne Law School, clearly knows a lot about this. I just am astonished by this case. I know people in Melbourne are just reeling today, and across the country, extraordinary stuff. This is RN Drive.